This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The crappie bite is going strong. The spring turkey hunt is quickly coming to an end, and mushrooming is also wrapping up. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, there's lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. The spring turkey hunt is quickly coming to an end. In fact, the South Zone hunt wrapped up on May 7th, and the North Zone hunt comes to an end on May 14th. Thus far, the seasons have been good, primarily due to better hunting weather than last year. However, early reports indicate that more birds are also available about a hunter this year. Many hunters are reporting plenty of young birds in the mix. Through four seasons now, which there's a total of five, South Zone turkey hunters have harvested 5,006 turkeys compared to 4,732 during the same period in 2014. And through three seasons in the North Zone, turkey hunters have harvested 5,933 turkeys compared to 4,952 during the same period last spring. Now, 22 South Zone counties experienced increased in harvest, and 10 decreased, and 2 remained the same. 47 North Zone counties increased, 12 decreased, and 7 remained the same. Through the end of four seasons, the top five South Zone counties were Jefferson with 318, Pope with 306, Marion with 255, Union with 240, and Randolph with 225. North Zone counties leading the pack by the end of the three seasons were Joe Davis with 449, Adams with 284, Fulton with 275, Pike with 254, and Brown with 240. Now, most interesting was the fact that the most significant harvest increases occurred locally here in the WSMI listening area, the West Central Illinois area. And with four seasons completed, South Zone hunters had harvested 203 birds in Madison County. Results from other nearby counties in the South Zone include 129 turkeys in Bond County and 93 birds from St. Clair County. Most other areas fell in the North Zone, and results here show only three seasons, and the results are equally promising. By the end of the third North Zone season, Calhoun County hunters had bagged 163 birds, while those in Jersey County had taken 143 turkeys. The harvest in Morgan County stood at 165. Macoupin County had 225 turkeys. Greene County at 128. Sangamon County at 64. And Montgomery County at 109. Of all the counties mentioned, only Montgomery was lagging behind the previous year's totals to date, and that was only by one bird. So there's plenty of good hunting success going on in the North Zone as well. And if you are headed to Carlisle Lake this weekend for a little fishing, keep in mind that the High School Association Bass Fishing Finals are being held at Carlisle Lake on May 15th and May 16th, which is Friday and Saturday, at the Dam West Ramp in the Dam West Day Use Area. In order to accommodate the tournament activities, the Dam West Boat Ramp will be closed from Monday, May 11th at 10 a.m. through Saturday, May 16th at 6 p.m. Visitors should use the Allen Branch and Apache boat ramps located in Eldon Hazlett State Park, or the Dam East boat ramp, or the Keysport boat ramp, which will be available to the general public during this period. So we do have that going on as well. And keep in mind, the Wolf Creek Youth event is coming up. Youths and families are invited to a free event to enjoy hands-on activities and learn about outdoor recreation and outdoor skills at the 14th annual Links to the Future Youth Outdoors Festival, scheduled for May 16th at Wolf Creek State Park in Lake Shelbyville. This festival is one of the largest free outdoor events for youth held anywhere, with all the idea of linking kids and family to our outdoors heritage, said Richard Glazebrook. He's the site superintendent of Wolf Creek State Park and Eagle Creek State Recreation Area. He also says those of us who enjoy camping, fishing, hunting, and the outdoors want to share the excitement of the outdoor activities with kids. Glazebrook also said they want to link youth to the fun of the outdoors, and that's what the popular festival is all about. Activities on the 16th are scheduled from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. And for more information, you can give them a call at area code 217-756-8260. That's 217-756-8260. And that's the Links to the Future youth activities at Lake Shelbyville May 16th. Okay, we're back, and we've got some great fishing at Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, at our largest lake, Carlisle Lake, catfish are rated fair right now in the main lake. They're being caught in cut bait, leeches, and cheese baits. However, the crappie bite is excellent. The crappie are coming in now. The best bite seems to be at about a foot to a foot and a half. different types of lures are working pretty good here. We're seeing minnows and tube jigs working very well. One of the largest fish brought in recently was a 2-pound, 1-ounce crappie. And we've got some white bass action, but it's only poor at best, not seeing a whole lot of action in the whites yet. The best bet for whites is currently in the tail waters. And the sauger bite, it's also poor, not all that much coming from the main lake. However, in the spillway, good sauger and good white bass action is reported. Sauger are active in the tailwaters right now, and white bass are being caught on using curly tails or swimming minnows. The catfish bite is fair in the tailwaters. Catfish are being caught on cheese baits, cut shad, and leeches. And the bluegill bite fair on waxworms or mealworms. And the crappie bite, good. Seeing some nice crappie coming from the spillway now. The best bite is on minnows and tube jigs. At Lake Shelbyville, lake is currently at 596 or about 4 feet low, so you need to be a bit careful out there. Several boats have hit the sandbar due to that's located south of the Eagle boat ramp. It's not marked, so beware. Neither is the sandbar due south of the railroad bridge. Both are only a few inches under the water. The water temperatures have shot up to the mid-60s these past few days, and this has brought the crappie shallow all over the lake. There are still some suspended fish just outside the deep brush, but the pattern this week is to go after those shallow males, and hopefully a female will show up once since they are larger, and the entire lake is clear, so fish wherever you want, north end or south end. The warm nights this week will be perfect, and most of the crappie, bass, and bluegill will spawn this week, and maybe also see a shad spawn. The shad spawn and water is what they need to get the walleye bite going. Planning on looking them for them next week, but this week, slip bobbers and fishing shallow for crappie is the main thing to do. It's been good for largemouth bass, but it's been a hit and miss affair. This has been mostly a morning bite, and anglers are using a variety of lures ranging from spinner baits to crankbaits to jig and pork combinations, plastic worms. All are yielding some bass action, and the catfish bite rated fair, getting those on commercial catfish baits as well as all types of live baits. And at Wren Lake in the state southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated fair, worms, black worms, blue jigs, minnows and spinnerbaits all yielding pretty good success. They're fishing in the shallow braes near brushy cover and bushes. You also can fish around the bridges and along the rocks. Reports of fish are being caught around the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie bite, it's rated good. Jigs are working well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs seem to be the hot ticket right now. Small and medium minnows are also yielding action, as well as a few on mealworms. Lately, many fishermen have been fishing in the bushes, fish the main lake drop-off areas, try the Gun Creek area. From shore, fish near structures, hot spots of the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill bite, still fair at Rend. Crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs yielding the trick. Most are being caught in the backs of the necks in the shallow banks on the rocks. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs for the best action. The Sailboat Harbor has been yielding some pretty good action there. And channel catfish rated good. All types of live and commercial baits working here. Try fishing the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and North Sandusky Day Use areas. Set your line about 3 to 4 feet from the shore over the rocks and try leeches in moving water. You can also drift the flats, all yielding success. And the white bass action rated fair. Jigs and curly tail grubs, inline spinners, all yielding action. Fish in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. You also find the fish around the rocks and drop-offs. Reports of fish are being caught around the 154 bridges. And right now there's a 20 fish creel limit on white bass, so keep that in mind. And no more than 3 fish, maybe 17 inches or longer. That's to protect the stripers that are in the lake. The lake level is currently at 409, which is average pool for this date. Water temperatures are right around the 60 degree mark. So we've got some pretty good fishing at each of the Illinois three large core lakes. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.